ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Hello and welcome to a series of podcasts brought to you by Accounting and Business Magazine. In this series, we'll be exploring current trends affecting the profession and how the professional accountant can respond to these changes. We speak to experts, including ACCA members from a range of fields, to bring different perspectives and practical advice.
Hello, I'm Winnie McKenzie, Global PR Officer at ACCA. Today we're talking to Brisbane-based ACCA member and hype girl for accounting apps, Heather Smith, about how in this new business landscape, accountants can use social media platforms to enhance their careers. Welcome to you, Heather.
Thank you so much, Monique, for having me here on the podcast. Really excited to be here, and hello to all the listeners who are listening in.
So let's get started with the big picture. Technology is evolving so quickly and has opened up all sorts of channels for professional accountants looking to get ahead out there and market themselves or connect with their peers. So what's the case for engaging with social media to achieve this aim?
Social media online is giving you the opportunity to connect with people outside of your geographical region who may have interests in areas that you are yourself interested in and you wish to explore further with other people. It is also an opportunity to help others and to seek support yourself.
Thank you. And where should members start? What are some of the quick wins for those who haven't yet taken the plunge?
My suggestion is to start on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is pitched at the professional social media platform. Connect with people that you know, from who you've worked with, who you've had as colleagues, and who you've studied with perhaps. Follow companies that are of interest to you and areas that are of interest to you. Join the ACCA groups on LinkedIn. And it's in those groups that you can start having discussions with other ACCA members or other accountants that you want to connect with. Once you've started exploring LinkedIn, you may want to start exploring Facebook, as lots of activity does happen in the closed Facebook groups. Though due to the platform setup, you're notified much faster of the activities happening here on Facebook. So it seems to be a bit more of a connected environment happening on Facebook. But do be mindful of the privacy settings across all the platforms, as you may not want business colleagues to see your personal information that you're sharing on Facebook.
But sticking with LinkedIn, what are some of the key features to have on your profile? I mean, where do you draw the line between professional and personal?
Great question. So ensure that you have a LinkedIn profile that's showcasing what you actually do. It has various sections to fill out, so make sure you've actually gone in and filled them out correctly. Make sure you've gone in and tagged your location correctly. That's actually a change that's recently happened, and you need to go in and tag it correctly. Make sure you're properly linked to ACCA. So I see some people are linked to ACCA, but it's not the correct one. The red logo should be showing up on your profile, and it will show up at the top of your profile too, which is really good. Put in your profile section what you're actually looking for, what interests you, what connections you're trying to make. At the very top of LinkedIn, you've got the opportunity to put two pictures. One is the large rectangular banner picture, and one is your profile picture. Think about them. What resonates with you? What will resonate with your community? And keep it as professional, but it can still have personality, which is important. So have the personality, keep it professional, and go in and update LinkedIn on a periodical basis. Don't just do it once and leave it there because it will go stale. I typically go 15 minutes every month to go in, just look over it. Is there anything I need to update? Is there anything profiles that I need to do there? And put in posts. There's an area to go and put a post in. I encourage you to at least be doing that monthly. If you're reading a book, put in three things that you've learned from the book. If you're attending a webinar, put in three things that you've learned from attending the webinar. If you've gone to an event, if that's possible, what have you learned? Take a photo of yourself for some people at the webinar. And if you're listening to this podcast and you hear three things that resonate with you in the podcast, take a photo of yourself listening to us and put it up on LinkedIn and share that you're listening with us and tell us what you liked about it. And people are drawn to that. People learn from you. You're a giver. I mean, it's interesting. Always include an engaging photo there. It can be you. It can be of someone else. What it does is it showcases what your interests are and what people can actually have a bit more of a conversation about with you. So it warms up the conversation for when they meet you or when they want to connect with you.
Great tips. So when it comes to engaging with employers over social media, how can an ACCA member get their attention through these channels?
So what you'll find is some employees and leaders of industries will actually go in and post messages on LinkedIn, and you can monitor them. And depending what the message is, you can comment further on it, or you can actually respond to them. So they might be searching for people, or they might be searching for technology, or they might be seeking how to do something. And you can actually go in, drop in, and share your insight with them over LinkedIn, which is a great way to start forming a relationship with them and showcasing your areas of expertise. And it may be that you're connecting one person with another person, or you can tell them where to go or what to do. I remember someone posted up on LinkedIn that they were driving through to Bristol to attend an event. And I said, well, why don't you, while you're on the way, drop in and see me and we can catch up for coffee. So things like that, you can kind of have and sort of form those connections and connect with people that way and connect with CEOs and industry leaders that way. The other thing is a lot of events are posted up on LinkedIn as well. And so you can monitor them. And if you can attend a free event, that can be another good one to do.
That's a good tip. Say for accountants in audit or insolvency or treasury, for instance, are there specialist social media platforms for them?
So within the LinkedIn and the Facebook platforms, there are specialist areas that you can join. And someone I just saw actually posted on LinkedIn that they were just about to hit 50,000 people in their financial analytical Excel group. And wow. So that's a really, really tight niche group, which would interest some really, really tight niched people in that particular area. So a lot of areas then have subgroups. So be it at Twitter, be it on TikTok, be it on Reddit. And what you need to do is you need to go into the groups and try and understand how they are working, but then go and look for your tribe. Look for what interests you. Use hashtags to search what is interesting you. Jump in. Read about it, and then when you're feeling comfortable, make some comments. It's kind of like going into a cafe. Don't go into a cafe and start talking to everyone in the cafe. You kind of go in, get involved with the ambience, sit down, and then you sort of start enjoying and joining in on conversations. Treat it that way. So you identify your communities within the platforms and you connect with them and see whether they work for you. And what you'll find is some really work for you, but then you'll pull out and move to other ones that don't necessarily work for you. So be quiet initially, learn, join in, respond, be helpful, be supportive.
How can we stay up to date with the latest innovations that social media offers, and what might be some developments coming down the track?
In terms of social media, video is really popular. So a lot of people are watching social media on video. And so if you're going to use video, consider putting in closed captioning on the video. And there's a number of different options and ways for you to do that. But frequently people are listening to or watching the video in a place that they can't actually listen to it out loud. So they do need to actually watch it. And I'm seeing people giving tax advice on TikTok at the moment. They're sort of shaking their booty and pointing in different areas, giving people their advice. Your community need to listen to you in the way that resonates with them. And so for some people, that may be happening on TikTok. And for other people, that may be happening on LinkedIn. But I know when I put up posts there, I close caption everything. And it's interesting because people just don't necessarily turn the volume on, but they get engaged with the conversation and then they start reading it and then they may come in and actually properly watch it. So the social media platforms also love video and they push it up higher in the algorithms. So it's more likely to actually be seen. So that's a really good one. I did a series of videos that I published on LinkedIn with a fellow ACCA member, Kevin Fitzgerald from Singapore. We did 20 short 3-minute videos and we published them over a month. We had thousands. I think we had like 10,000 likes on those videos at the end of the month because people really got engaged with them. They were 3 minutes. They were properly captioned. People were really interested in what we were saying. They wanted to join in on the conversation with us. So it's kind of like Kevin was in Singapore, I was in Brisbane, and they were wherever they were. And we were like sitting at a cafe talking, and they just continued that conversation. So video is a really great way to connect with people.
That's fantastic. I mean, so where would you start with picking a topic for a video? Would you suggest it be about your specialist subject to show off, or would it be just about getting connections?
So a marketing person is probably going to tell you, have a calendar planned out, have themes planned out, and attack them as you kind of go along. But on a personal level, I'm probably a bit more scattergunned in my approach about this. And I jump on and we'll talk about what's interesting me in that moment, what's happening to me in real life, and what resonates with me on this particular day. So if I was to meet you in a cafe, you wouldn't have a pre-planned conversation when you met me. And so that's actually kind of the natural onflow that I'm having in those situations. So talk about things, maybe you've achieved something, maybe you're deep diving into a work situation and you want help unpacking what's actually happening. Maybe you have a problem and you're like, how do I deal with this? What would you say in this situation? Also, it's not necessarily a numbers game. You don't necessarily, and I did mention sort of we had this massive number of likes, you don't necessarily need to go viral. As long as you can connect with one person and help one person, or they can connect with you, that is really satisfying. And it's interesting because I find a lot of people I will meet and they're saying, oh, I read all of this stuff that you put out there. They never liked any of them. They haven't even connected with me, but they still are reading it. And for me, I'm trying to be there to be really helpful to people. And that's enough. And if it's helpful for one person, that's enough. And if it helps 10,000 people, fantastic. So don't worry about the numbers. Don't worry about putting something out there and it feels like tumbleweed, okay? You'll slowly see what works, see what resonates with people, and keep building on that.
That's really reassuring. And you make it sound so easy. Are you saying just, you know, just do it and don't overthink it?
Yes. Yeah. And as I kind of mentioned before, focus on getting a great image. Focus on a great image, be that you at an event with some people smiling, be that color, be that nature, and share three learnings. So whatever you did, whatever you've read, whatever event, webinar you've been to, share those and encourage the people reading it or reading the post to take a step, have a call to action, be it, what are your thoughts on this? What books are you reading at the moment? And it's just amazing. I've been doing a series about business books, and it's like, what are you going to read in 2021? I now have 103 books on that list from just having that sort of that repeated conversation with people, which is a really quite a simple conversation, but lots of great books because everyone has some interest there in terms of books. Everyone's got a best book that they like to talk about. So some people will be attracted to what you say. Not everyone needs to like it, so don't stress about that. That's completely fine. And sort of we've been through, it's not necessarily a number game. Put it out there, see what happens. So sometimes I might put it into a smaller group and test it. And if something works really well in a smaller group, I might take it out and rework it and add something more to it and then put it somewhere else in a bigger platform, sort of a more, you know, go from the smaller venue to the bigger venue to the bigger venue and sort of work your way up.
So if there's one thing listeners could do today to make a step in the right direction to take charge of their next career step or career move, what would that be?
So I think it's really important to have a authentic, engaging profile photo and have that standardized across all of your profiles. Now, within the profiles, within your posts, you may put different photos in there, but have that standardized photo so people know when they go from TikTok to Reddit to Facebook to LinkedIn to Pinterest, whatever they're going through, however they're seeing you, they know it's you. There's some consistency there. And you can put in different colors, fragrances, flavors, whatever they are in the posts underneath, but get that professional photo done. And you may well have to pay for that. And if you're an accountant in small practice, I always suggest find a photography client and use one of your own clients and do a contra deal with them. Not that I'm giving you advice, but that's what I always do. I always kind of try and find a client and do a contra deal on that. That can work in your favor, and it's a win-win situation for that, for both of you.
Great tip, Heather. Is there anything else we haven't covered that you think is key for our members setting out in this social media journey?
So by taking the time to create a few posts on LinkedIn, when you actually virtually meet your connections or you have an interview, that person has actually something to talk with you about. The book that you read, the group project or charity that you participated in, the award you won. So in the accounting profession, many people have qualifications. Okay, we've all got this standard set of qualifications. So we know ACCA members love numbers, love accounting, have a qualification, are hardworking, but it's your personality and your attitude that will differentiate you from the other people out there. And you have that opportunity to drop that into social media. Even if you are the biggest nerd in the world and you only wear Converse shoes and you love Lego, that's completely fine. Like, even if you put a little Lego man doing some little activity every day up on LinkedIn, you'll become a legend. You know, people like that personality. Be aware that your next employer, your next business colleague, is going to cyber stalk you, and they're going to go through your profiles and find everything that you put up there. So make sure what you're putting up there and make sure what's sitting there historically, you're happy for people to see.
Great. Well, we're out of time. So I just want to thank you, Heather, very much for participating today.
Thank you so much, Monique, for having me on. I've really enjoyed being here with you, and thank you to all the listeners who listened in.
We hope that our listeners have found this very useful. Thanks for tuning in.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If so, please like, subscribe, and share it with colleagues who might also find it useful. For more insights from Accounting and Business Magazine, visit abmagazine.accaglobal.com.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.